impressed about your group's?
Well, a good PK in the first period. I think you know the period was even, but we got three penalties, and guys did a good job killing the penalties, and the goalie was solid. Second period, I thought we were pretty good. I thought it was a low event period, but we played properly. And in the third, like, it's just a little bit not loose, but just some situations where, you know, puck play or just some situational play that we gave them some opportunities. But we found a way to win the game, which is the most important thing. Goalie was really good. And I thought the three guys that came in tonight that were injured were pretty good for us tonight.
What stood out to you the most about Joseph's performance in net?
I thought his battle was really good in net. I thought he fought and fought through traffic and was seeing it really well tonight.
What have you seen from him just in general since he's come back?
Yeah, I mean, he looks sharp. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like he's on his toes, and he's seeing the play really well, and playing a lot of pucks, so he's definitely pretty sharp right now on his toes. Like, you know, that's what I see right now, seeing the puck and making some really good saves.
You mentioned the new guys look good. What did you see from the Matthews line, and what made you want to put Domi up with them for tonight?
Yeah, because I just, just to get little Max out of the middle and put him on the wing, and they got familiarity, and it's just the way I kind of evened the lines out tonight with some different looks and had a checking line together, and that's kind of my thought process there. I thought Matty had a good game. I thought he was competitive and worked extremely hard, won a lot of battles. I thought he was good.
You go down 1-0 late in the third, but get the quick strike back. Can that build character in terms of showing pushback?
For sure. Like, I thought that, they went out there and did a good job. That line did a good job and got us a goal back, Cowan. And, we ended up winning an OT. But hopefully we can get some swagger and some confidence here going into the next game and go from there.
Easton talked about just wanting to be able to bury one. Are you starting to see, even more trust that he's earning? Does it feel that way?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think he's playing pretty good hockey, These are mistakes? Definitely. He's a young kid, and there's going to be mistakes, but he learns from them, in my opinion, and he listens, and he wants to get better, and, he's got ice water in his veins. Like, he doesn't feel the pressure. He just plays, and he knows his capabilities and what he can do.
You deployed a 5-4 power play for that for this with a different kind of look. Of what was the thinking?
Yeah, just there was a certain point before Matthews got hurt where we rolled him up top, and I just like the quickness that he can play up there, and the shot, definitely, that shot going to the net with numbers there. And he distributes the puck well, too. He moves it quick. So that was a thought process, similar to last year,
What did you think of it tonight? Like, do you see
it? Was some good stuff, but, we gave up that rush. We got to be better there. We can't dive in. We got to get back and help out. We can't do that. We can't make that play. But I thought there were some good things. I think that there was opportunities in the second period on the power play. We had that. We rolled into the middle there, and we're not like looking to shoot right away. We're not looking to off these plays attack and shoot. We're kind of looking for a better play at times, and we don't need to.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you guys.